Brian Key mit Skin and Bones. Und die Nummer spielt er vielleicht heute Abend, denn heute ist Independence Day angesagt. Das Berliner Label Embassy of Music feiert 15-Jähriges. Und das ist ja auch das Zuhause unter anderem von Björk, Passenger oder auch Robin. Ja, um jetzt nur mal ein paar zu nennen. Aber natürlich auch das Zuhause von Ryan Keane, britischer Singer-Songwriter. Und der ist dem Label schon länger freundschaftlich verbunden. Und deshalb spielt er eben auch heute Abend im Hof vorm Fluxbau. Doch jetzt erstmal bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag ist er zu Gast. Hi, welcome.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, hi. What about your German skills?
Nicht gut.
Okay.
Entschuldigung.
We've cleared that.
Okay, good.
you've already been here at Flux FM, don't you?
Yeah, I was here about a year and a half ago, yeah. I think, last time I was in, yeah.
Because we have some live music by yours on our devices.
Good.
That we play from time to time.
Thank you.
You released an album, Room for a Light, 2 years ago, and toured a lot. So what's happening right now? Because I looked it up on the internet, there are no dates
for tour dates summer. At the moment. No, yeah. So it's recording the next album at the moment. I'm in the studio all this summer, and then there'll be lots of stuff happening later this year. But for the time being, it's back in the studio. This is kind of the only gig I'm doing for the next little while. Mm-hmm. Is tonight at the Embassy party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where do you record the album?
Back in London.
Okay.
I'm recording it with a guy called Steve Power back in London.
Okay. So there will things come.
There's loads of stuff coming. I'm excited to get it out there, but. Yeah, at the moment, less gigging and more studio time, and then I'll be touring hard once the album's finished.
Okay, then we will come back again.
I'll be back in Germany for sure. Yeah, of course.
Embassy is celebrating its birthday tonight. How came the connection between you and the label about?
That came about, I think it was my old manager. He knew the label head, and I think he reached out to him when Conrad, the label owner, was in London, I think, and he sort of said, oh, Ryan's got a gig, and Conrad came down, and then... that was that, really. We met and he liked my music and said he'd like to release the album over here. Yeah. And the rest is history, as they say.
It's history. Yeah. But let's get back a bit into history, because you did it all on your own. You have this kind of DIY approach.
So. Yeah. No record label involved at the start. It was much like how I sort of started with music. It was kind of more of the old school troubadour kind of way. I just gigged and... wrote and gigged and mm-hmm. Then I recorded an EP. I did three EPs before doing the album, and it kind of was just an organic process. I'd self-fund it and got the album made, and then put it out, and then ended up licensing it to different labels in different countries, sort of to people who have come across it and liked it, and it's all been an organic process so far, really, and it's just sort of been steadily growing in a few different places around the world. It's been great.
Yeah, it's great. It's good to know that people can do it like you, even if they don't have a big label behind them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Them,
so. I mean, there's pros and cons to both, and for me, this has been a good way. I love playing live, and so for me, getting out there and building a fan base that way and getting to meet people, it means a lot to me, being able to sort of meet the fans that like my music and listen to my music. It's always surreal. I was touring here recently. I was supporting Jamie Lawson on his tour, and some of my fans had come down and they had my lyrics tattooed on their arms and stuff. And it's very humbling. It's very moving, really. You know, songs that I've written back home and in a bedroom or whatever, and to sort of see that whole process. So for me, it's always been good to be out gigging and doing that kind of thing. And it was an organic process. That's not to say I'm not against the record labels. It's a fantastic, they help a lot, and it's brilliant, and I'm working with them now. But it's not the be all and end all. It's the same thing with YouTube. I guess some people start making videos on YouTube. And Bieber, I guess, is the famous one, isn't it? Justin Bieber, however many years ago that was. Huh. He's done all right from it, hasn't he?
The first album, Room for Light, came out of a very sad situation, because a friend of yours died accidentally. And now, where do you draw your inspiration from?
So, do you know what?
Big concerts?
not so much from concerts. It's just kind of... Writing has always been a kind of therapeutic thing for me. It's almost like a diary or a journal. So it's either... personal experiences of what's going on in my personal life, or just kind of what I'm observing or how I'm feeling. Or I think with the first album, a lot of my philosophy came out in it, which is I'm very optimistic. In the title, it comes from the line, a darker place has more room for light. So, when you're going through bad times, if you've hit rock bottom, then there's only one way to go, and that's up. And that's kind of my way of thinking. So my inspiration just comes from from living.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So we want to live with you for the next minutes. Would you like to play a song for us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, which one?
This is a new song. This is a song called Losing Game.
Okay. And Lee is on the guitar drum.
Lee normally plays on the cajon, but today he's going to just use my guitar as the cajon.
Oh, great!
And we'll give it a go.
Yeah, Ryan Keane bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag live.
Testing our patience, we're trying to figure this out. But it's complicated, feels like suffocating when I know that you're fading down. It's a losing game.
Bei der Morning Show am Nachmittag und heute Abend bei der 15 Jahre Embassy of Music Geburtstagssause im Hof vor dem Flugsbau und später geht's auch noch im Flugsbau weiter. Ryan, I noticed that you feel very sorry for the Brexit.
I noticed that on your
Facebook account.
I wasn't happy with that decision.
But can you tell me or ask what Brexit possibly means for British musicians?
I'm not too sure. No one seems too sure exactly on what's happening at the moment. That was part of the reason why I wanted to remain. I mean, I'm not saying that there wasn't any issues necessarily, but the idea to sort of leap into the unknown and separate ourselves with unknown consequences is definitely against what I'm about. I'm not quite sure how it will affect touring musicians and that kind of stuff. I'd imagine it's going to make things more expensive for English artists to tour around Europe. But it feels like a step backwards to me. I'm certainly a believer in unity as opposed to division, and I'm starting to get a little bit more verbal about that. I'm not going to pretend that I'm highly educated in politics, but I certainly believe that we're all sort of citizens of the planet, and there's a lot of bad things happening at the moment, and I want to campaign for peace a little bit more. And this, you know, I'm not saying it's a massively drastic movement, but it just feels like a little bit of a a step backwards as opposed to forwards, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah, we will see what happens. And tonight you will perform in a more intimate venue.
It should be a fun one
compared to larger venues you normally play it. How does it affect the songs that you will play? So is there...
It doesn't really matter the size of the crowd. It's more down to the vibe. And that sounds very not being spiritual, but you know, just the mood. You can feel, you can sense if the crowd are up for him, wanting to get involved. It can be just as much fun in a very small venue as it can to a very, very big one. So it's kind of we're going to come down there with the same energy as we always bring. Probably have a German beer or two before or after as well, and yeah, it should be good.
So, did you rehearse any birthday songs, or is every song by yours a birthday song?
No, I don't know if we'll be doing Happy Birthday. I think we just consider the whole set is a bunch of Embassy birthday songs.
Yeah, sure. Ja, Ryan wird heute Abend auf jeden Fall spielen bei der 15 Jahre Embassy of Music Party. 18 Uhr geht's schon los, da wird aber noch mehr geboten. Der Schauspieler Tom Schilling spielt da auch mit seiner Band ab 22 Uhr. Und es gibt auch noch einen Special DJ Act. Lecker Essen und Food gibt's natürlich auch obendrauf, das versteht sich von selbst. Abendkasse gibt's auch, kostet 10 Euro, könnt ihr euch aber auch klemmen, wenn ihr jetzt folgende Nummer wählt, nämlich die 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Dann schreiben wir euch noch auf die Gästeliste und dann könnt ihr Ryan Keane und andere heute Abend lecker hören. Ja, macht er? Okay. Before you leave, I'd like to play another track by yours. It's called Old Scars.
Yeah. Awesome.
Ja,
then Dankeschön. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure, thanks.
Have a nice evening. Bye.
You too, man. Cheers.